Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. More and more Boston area restaurant chefs are finding themselves in the spotlight, both for big cooking awards and for celebrity appearances. Take Myers and Chang chef Karen Akunowitz. She was featured on Bravo's Top Chef this season, and just recently, for the second year in a row, she received a James Beard nomination for Best Chef Northeast. We wanted to see her at work and hopefully get a taste as well, so we visited Akunowitz at Myers and Chang in the South End last week. She's the restaurant's executive chef, and she's a partner with co-owners Joanne Chang and Christopher Myers. In a rather cramped commercial kitchen where patrons can watch some of the cooking action, Akunowitz walked us through one of her favorite recipes.
I am going to make for you one of my very favorite dishes that we have here at Myers and Chang. It is the nasi goreng, which is the Indonesian fried rice. We like to start with a little bit of ground pork to start this dish. The next thing that we're going to add some shrimp.
Can I just say, this is really intimidating. I mean, this is a huge black pan over a hole in your stove with a big propane flame coming out.
One of the beautiful things about working in the wok is that you get wok hay, which is wok breath or wok air. And that's when you're tossing the food in the wok, you're getting char on every side because all parts of the pan are hot. And you get this smokiness and this charredness to the dish that you cannot mimic it really with anything else. And folks are cooking at home, and they are...
And they don't have one of these big
And they don't have one of these. I always say use cast iron. Use cast iron. Get it as ripping hot as you can. Disconnect your smoke detector. Don't tell anyone I said that. And open your windows. So we've got our pork and our shrimp right here. The next thing that we're going to add is our rice. When you are making big drawer of cooked rice, because we want it to be day-old rice. Never want to walk with fresh rice. We're going to add one of the magic ingredients to this dish. It is our house-made tarasi. So tarasi is shallots and scallion and shrimp paste and Thai bird chilies and garlic, sliced very, very fine. It's a two-day project, really. And that is really one of the magic ingredients in the nasi goreng. We have people all the time that come in and say, I lived in Indonesia and I ate something like this every day, and this is so close to that version.
That's your secret sauce.
Yeah, which is really, really cool.
Not so secret when you talk about it in the microphone.
I just told everyone about it, right? With all of the savory, smoky, funky components in that tarasi, the pineapple, every time you get a bite of that pineapple, you get the sweetness of the pineapple and the tanginess and the tartness, and then you get that smokiness. So you can hear it snap, crackle, and pop. That's how you know you're in good shape. You've got enough oil in your pan. You're getting nice and roasty toasty.
Did you always want to do Asian?
No, I didn't. I mean, I love Asian food. And I love, I've always loved Myers and Chang. I've been coming here since the second week that they opened. And when I got a text message from Christopher.
I've Christopher
Myers.
The co-owner
of Myers and Chang. Right. And, 5 years ago, and he was just like, I don't know. We're looking for a chef, and I think you should. I think you would do really well here. I think it would be a great fit. And I said, I think my text back was like, I don't cook Asian food.
But things have really shot up for you in terms of your notoriety, right? I mean, it's hard for you to talk about,
yeah,
probably,
I mean,
but
top
chef.
What are you gonna say?
All right.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
What was it like?
For me, I can't speak for anybody else. But you're never just representing yourself, right? You don't do something like that and decide to put yourself out in the world in an incredibly public way, right, which is scary as it is. You are representing your place of employment. I'm representing Christopher and Joanne, my partners. I'm representing my line cooks and my dishwashers and my sous chefs and the servers here and everybody here who works really hard every day. You're representing all of those people. I'm representing my mom and my spouse and my sister and my friends. So for me, I always remembered that it wasn't really just me. And perhaps that was just added pressure that I put on my own shoulders. That for me, that's who you're kind of out there representing.
You also have a cookbook project.
I do. I'm going to shut this timer off.
That'd be great.
Timer one. I do have a cookbook project. I'm very fortunate to be working with Joanne Chang on the Myers and Chang cookbook. It's a project we've been working on this last year. we both were very clear that we wanted it to be a book that people could use. Neither of us were interested in it being a coffee table book. We want it to be in your kitchen, splattered with soy sauce. And every recipe that we write, there's a group of people who are not professional cooks who are testing the recipes.
We've heard of a line cook shortage in Boston. Is that a problem?
It's absolutely a problem. I haven't been fully staffed since September. I would say that there's not as many young people coming out of culinary school that want to really cook and go into a professional kitchen. And, you know,
well,
there's
then why,
just...
why would they go to culinary school if they don't?
A lot of people who want to be personal chefs or do catering or things like that. There's just not enough. There's not enough cooks. You try and create a good working environment for people. You try and make sure that it is a kitchen where people are learning. They're learning new things. Here at Myers & Chang, we offer 401k. We have paid vacation. You have health insurance. You have all of these things that when I was a line cook didn't sort of exist. And I'm definitely not getting... I'm not getting folks coming in and being like, I want to do this and I want to work really hard. I'm getting people that come in and they say, I don't want to work that much. And talking about opening new restaurants and things like that when you can barely staff the restaurants that you have, I think that's really tough. I think the industry will change. I think that because there is a shortage, I think that there will be wage increases for cooks, which would be phenomenal.
Because that is the path to chef, line cook, right? I mean,
yeah,
it is
absolutely.
The way you do it. And it seems like with all the notoriety that... you know, cooking is getting, it's kind of surprising that folks wouldn't want to sort of path in.
But I think that, right, I agree with that, but I think that there's not sort of the realization of what it entails. I work a station 5 nights a week. I work on the line 5 nights a week, you know, Tuesday through Saturday. And people are always surprised. They're always surprised that I'm cooking. They're always surprised that I'm in the kitchen. They come in and they say, I didn't think you would be here. And I say, where did you? This is my job. Where do you think I would be? It's long hours. It's scrubbing ovens. It's putting in a lot of hard work and dedication. There is an idea, and I don't know if it's a generational thing or if it is television, which I think has played a huge part in this, but I think there's a lot of young people coming out of school and thinking like, oh, I'm going to be a sous chef or I'm going to be a chef. And you know, how many years that really takes to continue to learn your craft and to travel and to stage and work for free or work for very little money.
Do you ever say, is this worth it?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think we all say that, but it probably as soon as it comes out of my mouth, I think, oh, yeah, I honestly can't imagine doing anything else. Really, I can't. I wish I could spend a little more time with my spouse. I wish I could spend a little more time with my family, but I don't know. I get to do this every day. I get to make people happy every day. I get to cook food every day. I get to create a team every day. And I don't know. I wouldn't choose anything else.
Karen Akunowitz is executive chef at Myers & Chang in the South End. She's a James Beard nominee for Best Chef Northeast. All right. Then we get to taste this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really spicy?
Pretty spicy.
Oh my God, it's delicious. Spicy, but the pineapple offsets it.
Right.
Mm.
And the basil, the Thai basil.
That smoky thing you were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's from the wok?
It's from the wok and it's from that terrasi that we talked about.
It's delicious. That's it for today. I'm hungry. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.